Hey, it's Jay from the future, and I realized while listening to this and editing it that my sound is a little messed up. I think I was covering the mic, but I really did not want to redo this since I think it was one of the best episodes yet, but I wanted to add this in. It's not your phone or your car. It's me, my bad. It's one of the best episodes yet, so give it a listen.
Back, baby. JNC back at it again with the Sports Betting Rundown podcast. It's been a while, I think a month or 6 weeks. I mean, I did that one college basketball one in between, but we're back. We're ready to roll. Conference championship games, it's going to be exciting. We got the betting apps legal in Michigan. I'm excited for that. C's pumped up, and everyone's pumped up for the conference finals. So let's get right into it. So we each have two picks for both games, two picks in each game. So my first one is actually going to be Tom Brady under 289.5 total passing yards. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, and last week, really, it was not a good performance. And the only reason they won is because Drew Brees was a turnover machine. I think their defense probably got him in the red zone three times. They would have gotten killed if, you know, honestly, if Jameis Winston was starting, the Saints win that game. And I don't think Tom Brady, he only got 199 last week. I don't see him getting 289, especially in the cold outdoor Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I'm going to go under 289 there. On my second pick for this game, you know, staying with the same kind of thing, I'm actually going to take the Packers minus 3.5 here. I'm sorry. I just don't think the Bucs are legit. I don't. You know, when they play quality teams, they don't do good. And yes, they got the win against New Orleans last week. But as I said, a lot of costly turnovers by Brees that I can't see Aaron Rodgers making here. You know, the last two times they played, besides their last two games, they were 0-3 in the last three games against real playoff teams. So I see the Packers winning here by more than a field goal.
Hello, everyone. And you can hear my voice. It's C, baby. We are back. It has been a long ride. You know, last time you heard from me, I was down in sunny Florida, but we're back in freezing cold Michigan. And speaking of Michigan, shout out to all the sports books. Let's go, people. We have real betting now. Everyone use it. Our favorite is obviously Barstool Sportsbook. We use it all the time. We use it during the whole NFL season to get our picks, and we're going to keep using it. So, yeah, I'm very happy to be back. And my first pick, I've been riding with this team all season, and all I have to say is don't bet against the GOAT. Take the Bucs money line. You don't need the points. This is Tom Brady's world, and we're all just living in it. Tom Brady has proven time and time again he refuses to lose. I love the Buccaneers here. I think the Packers, you know, they've had a great season, but the Bucs are just too hot right now. The defense, let's just say that defense is very legit. And the last time the Bucs played the Packers, well, Aaron Rodgers, no touchdowns, two interceptions. The defense absolutely swarmed them. And what I think comes down to this game is who can protect the quarterback more. I definitely think the Bucs pass rush can get to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is scared of the Dominican Sioux. We all know that. So I love the Bucs here. I think the money line is around 160, 170. And although Antonio Brown won't be playing, I expect the Bucs receivers to step up. Speaking of that, I'm going to give my player prop for this Sunday. And it's going to be Rob Gronkowski over 28.5 receiving yards. Although Gronk has been a little bit slower, he's obviously not the same player that he once was. I think in a big playoff situation, Antonio Brown out, I think he has to step up. And I think Brady's guy, Rob Gronkowski, who stepped up time and time again, will easily surpass 28 yards. Easily. I definitely look at the touchdown prop for him this weekend as well. It's not out right now. But I would definitely take the Bucs money line. I love them to beat the Packs. And I also love the Gronk over. Moving on here. Championship Sunday. We also got another game for you. The 6:40 p.m. game. Buffalo traveling to Kansas City. Both these teams are very, very good. And I think it's going to be really... Just kidding. It's not going to be a close game. We like the Bills here. We like the underdog, back-to-back underdogs, okay? A lot of people may say Kansas City, maybe an unbeatable team. They've been playing great football all year, ever since last year. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league. We all know that. Kelce having one of the best years of his career. Tyreek Hill, we love that team. It's great. But listen, the Bills are the hottest team in football right now. The defense is playing the best they've played all season, which I think is the biggest factor for them. The offense hasn't been tremendous the first two playoff games. That's why I expect them to come out and play a little bit better than the Kansas City offense. You know, Patrick Mahomes is banged up. Right now, it's hard to say how well he's going to play because he just got out of concussion protocol. But I definitely think that I think it'll be a close game. I do, but Bills money line, I'm in love with this. The Bills are going back to the Super Bowl. You can book it right now. First time in years, Bills Mafia stand up. Again with this game, I'm also going to take the under. Although, as I said, I do think the offenses are great. I do think this is a game where the ball is run a lot. I think it's all about clock management with these two teams. You're expecting them to come out, but the over at 54, it's just a little too high. So I like the under there. And my last bet of the weekend, we're having five play card. It's going to be over Travis Kelce receiving yards. Right now, it is listed at 94 receiving yards. And if you look at his past games, he's broken that in both in his first playoff game and the last game he played, which was against Atlanta. I think he's the biggest part of this offense, especially in the playoffs. You know, he's been here before. He's also played well in the playoffs. So I think if the Chiefs are going to keep this a close game, I expect Travis Kelce to be a major part in that.
What's up, guys? Jay again. I just want to add, he's a humble guy, but he actually did bet a future of Bills and Buccaneers, I think 22-1 plus 2,200. So, you know, he's pulling for his teams there. I just want to say that. But my first pick, I am going to tail off of him. I'm taking the under 54.5 in that game. I mean, yes, two high-powered offenses, but it's the AFC Championship. As the weather gets colder, the defenses step up. I just don't see it here. I think it's going to go under. Everyone thinks it's going to be, you know, a crazy high-scoring game. When they zig, we zag. I'm taking the under here, and I'm fairly confident in it. My second pick here is actually, if you think the Bills are going to win, you got to lock this pick in. And it could even hit if they don't win, but especially if they are in the lead, it's going to win. It's going to hit. This is going to be Devin Singletary over carries. This is only at 9.5. That's nothing, especially with Zach Moss out, who he was sharing a timeshare with before. He averaged more than 10 carries a game in the regular, this year, and his backup's out. I'm rocking with it. Over 9.5 carries for Zach Moss. Those are my picks for the AFC Championship.
And that concludes the Championship Weekend episode of the Sports Betting Rundown. We're back. That's all I have to say. We're back. I'm back. C's back. We're both back in town. We're going to be back next week, the week after that, and the week after that with new podcasts for you guys. And, you know, I appreciate the concern because I actually got, you know, a few messages over the past couple weeks asking where were you? And, you know, even though we're betting on sports, I consider all of us and all of you guys listening athletes of some sort. You know, you sweat a lot, get the heartbeat going when you have a close bet. And just like athletes, you know, sometimes you have to rest up. And C and I had to rest up the vocal cords for a few weeks. You know, we were grinding early in the season, twice a week, right on the dot, same day, same time. For, you know, the first 2 or 3 months of the season, it was getting a little tiring. Plus, C went to Florida. So we had our couple bye weeks. We had our mini off season, and we're back delivering the best sports betting podcast in America to you guys. Hopefully, we got some winners for you this week. As always, follow the Twitters at JSportsBetting1. I've actually been posting a lot on there. If in the rare case you listen to the podcast without following me on Twitter first, actually post a ton of college basketball picks. That's what I consider myself best at personally. I'm posting on there all the time. And C's Twitter at C Sports Betting 2. He doesn't tweet at all. But, you know, if he gets enough followers, he might tweet some picks. He does occasionally. But, again, rate and subscribe the podcast. Apple Podcast, subscribe and rate us 5 stars. Spotify, follow. That's it for this week. Let's make some money.